Your reaction to today's 0-0 draw here at Windsor Park, David?
Pleased in a way that we stood up to the challenge. I knew it was going to be a tough physical game, like they always are against the Crews. So there was no surprises in that way. But again, sometimes you leave and sometimes you have to be disappointed that you haven't actually won the game, because that's the demands that we set. That's the demands that I set as a manager. But I say there's a lot of positives there that we try and take out of the game, and we ask the players to match them for 90 minutes physically and with the tempo, and I think our players did that today.
That's twice against the Crews we've stood up to them 0-0. There's clear signs that we're making progress against what has been the top team in the last 2 years.
Yeah, they're a good side. They've got good players, and what they do well is, it's got them success over the past few years. So we knew we had to stand up to it here, and say fair play to our players today, and say sometimes they don't always get, a wee bit of credit. But I thought the way we went about the game, and we started the game in a really good tempo today, and a couple of little breaks here or there, maybe in the first half and even the second half. Maybe we could have, we could have edged it.
Feisty game, but plenty of talking points for the supporters. Yeah.
I expect that, and to be fair, and I always say on here about how good our fans are. Sometimes it's disappointing when ask for a wee bit of patience. But I thought our fans were excellent today. They actually were, and you could see them getting behind the players today, which hopefully they paid back a little bit. There's a long way to go. A lot of games to be played for. By no means are we. The finished article, but again, I still ask for patience from the supporters. Keep getting behind like you did today. That was a proper Linfield support we had there today, and say we can all go home and reflect, build on it for next week, and be ready again for another tough challenge next week.
October's been a pretty mad month with Saturday, Tuesday. You get a bit of a break now before next Saturday. You'll be glad of the break before what is a massive game away to Glenavon.
I think the players have earned a sort of a week where we don't have a game, because as you say, from the start of the Queen of the South game on a Sunday leading into the Ballymena games, the Cliftonville away game, Coleraine away, so there's been a lot of tough challenges, and I say we're still in there fighting, and I have firm belief in these players that the longer it goes, because they're a fit bunch of lads, they're a hungry bunch of lads, and they do want to play and they do want to improve, and hopefully we can keep improving week on week. Every training session, improve, take it on the pitch and keep improving.
Plenty of positives, as you say, from today's game, David. So take those positives into another Almighty game next week. All the best for next Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good on.